a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Back here on the steel guitars, I'm a good friend of mine. He's a deacon at his church. He's a great man of God. He is my buddy. We have played music together my whole life. His name is Doug Johnson. Would you make welcome Doug? It's my little brother, and his name's Dustin. I call him Dusty, and Dusty is, he's a brand new daddy. He's 6 months old. She turned 6 months. Her name is Violet. And so we're asking for parental advice. The other day, he looked kind of nervous. And I said, "What's wrong, Dusty?" And he said, "Well, Jeff, I was counting up." And he said, "I'm going to have a 16-year-old daughter in 2032. So that'll scare about anybody. But before that, we were asking for marital advice. And anybody been married a long time? Anybody? How long you been married, honey? 60 years in December. Wow. Yeah, that's great. When I ask guys how do you stay married a long time, you know, the number one answer is keep your mouth shut. We hear you only need to know two words. It's everywhere you go. Yes, dear. One fella walked up to him, and he said, "Now, son, do you want to stay married a long time?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm going to tell you how." He said, "On your 25th wedding anniversary, you take your wife to Hawaii." He said, "Oh, okay." Then he said, "On your 50th, you can go get her if you want to." I didn't say that. I didn't say it. But his name is Dustin, my little brother, Dustin. A while ago, I was talking about, you know, we've sung about being happy and glad, and I'd rather be happy than sad any day. But this next song is totally opposite of that. It talks about getting mad. Anybody ever get mad? 3 people. We got a good bunch here tonight. This song talks about road rage. There's some of that on I-26 right now.